This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
A recent study found that a third of tenants didn't pay their rent at the beginning of this month. And with unemployment claims at a record high in Wisconsin, a number of people are wondering how they're going to pay the bills during the coronavirus pandemic. WPR's Maureen McCollum talked with experts about how to pay for rent, what to do about apartment showings, and what happens if you're being removed from your home.
We've received a lot of questions from listeners about housing through WPR's Wisconsin Project. Renters and landlords have both written in with questions about evictions. Currently in Wisconsin, there is an eviction moratorium in effect until May 26th. So what happens after that?
On May 27th, hopefully lessors and lessees will have worked out things in order to have a smooth transition into what I hope is a much more normal world.
That's Mitch, which is his full name, a University of Wisconsin Law School clinical professor and director of the Neighborhood Law Clinic.
But I'm worried, like a lot of folks that do rental housing law, that on May 27th, we may see a lot of lessors start to commence evictions against lessees.
Evictions are a multi-step process in Wisconsin, so it's unlikely that people would be kicked out of their homes on May 27th. But many experts, including Mitch, say Wisconsin could see widespread evictions stretched out over time, especially if people are unable to afford their rent right now.
But as a lawyer, I would highly recommend people talk it through and not filing lawsuits. Apply for aid, talk to one another, and then calmly communicate. We can work through this together, and I think it will be a much smoother, much more respectful process for everyone involved.
So what happens if people can't afford the rent?
A tenancy agreement or a rental agreement is a legal contract, and so you do still have the obligation to pay your rent.
That's Kurt Paulson. He's an associate professor in UW-Madison's Department of Planning and Landscape Architecture. He told WPR's Central Time that there's a lot of confusion surrounding this right now. A moratorium on evictions does not mean tenants don't have to pay rent. Landlords still have to pay the mortgage, plus property taxes, maintenance, and utility bills. Paulson's best advice? He says renters should talk with landlords ASAP to work out an arrangement.
If you are renting and if you're still in a house, if you can, you still need to pay your rent and you need to talk to your landlord. A lot of landlords are working out deals with their tenants to pay a portion of the rent or to delay a payment for a while. But even if you are able to delay a payment, you'll still be obligated to pay that back at some point in time in the future.
Unemployment benefits and federal relief payments rolling out this week can help cover housing costs. Landlords can request mortgage forbearance. There are also community organizations that can provide rental assistance, although many of those places are stretched thin right now. We've heard from a number of landlords and renters about another question. What if I need to show an apartment? People are still allowed to move into a new home at this point in time. But Wisconsin's Safer at Home order prohibits landlords from entering a rental unit unless emergency maintenance is required. That means in-person apartment showings are off the table if the space is occupied. Again, Mitch encourages property owners and renters to work together. Renters can help by taking photos or videos in their homes.
You know, not a lot of folks are going to want to come out and tour apartments during this crisis, as we're all supposed to social distance. You know, like we're all doing virtual meetings and remote instruction. There should be remote and virtual apartment showings.
People with more specific questions about housing and rentals are encouraged to contact an attorney or tenants' rights groups. Maureen McCollum, Wisconsin Public Radio.